Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. Yesterday, we highlighted several major changes to Apple's MacBook lineup, including a new MacBook Air as well as a new MacBook Pro. Now, in addition to those new MacBooks, Apple has also significantly lowered Mac SSD upgrade prices, cutting the price in half for many of the configurations. Apple's SSD price drops apply across the board to Mac notebooks and desktops. The general pattern is that the first upgrade still costs the same, with price reductions applied to the bigger capacities. For instance, on the iMac Pro, you can now get a 4TB SSD for $1,200, an upgrade that used to cost $2,400 on Monday. For the 15-inch MacBook, upgrade prices of the 512, 1TB, 2TB, and 4TB options have also been reduced to $200, $400, $800, and $1,600 respectively. Apple has also changed the SSD options for the MacBook Air. Previously, the MacBook Air was available in 256GB, 512GB, and 1.5TB configurations. The 1.5TB configuration is now gone, replaced by a new $600 1TB upgrade. The new rates help bring Apple's SSD pricing more in line with the rest of the industry and obviously deliver a significant cost savings to customers who choose the build-to-order Mac options. Meanwhile, in conjunction with the new MacBook Air and MacBook Pro releases, Apple has informed repair staff that the two new MacBook models are eligible for its ongoing keyboard service program. In a staff memo obtained by 9to5Mac, Apple says that the 2019 MacBook Air and the new MacBook Pro are both eligible for free keyboard repairs, much like every other Mac launched since 2015. The 2019 MacBook Air and MacBook Pro feature the same keyboards as the new MacBook Pro models that were launched in May, which are also eligible for this keyboard repair program. At the time, Apple said that the keyboards included new materials to help reduce the occurrence of double and missed key presses. Nonetheless, the new improvements did not solve the problems that many users were facing with the MacBook keyboards. However, as we explained last week, Apple is planning to move away from the butterfly keyboard within the next year. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said in an investor note that Apple is developing a new scissor switch keyboard with an all-new design that features glass fiber to reinforce the keys. That keyboard is expected to come to the MacBook Pro in 2020. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. We all know mirroring MacBooks and iPhones so that Apple TV is easy. But do you ever wish your Apple TV could do more? With Ditto, you can let anyone wirelessly share their screen, Mac, Windows, Android, Chrome, and iOS to the Apple TV in your workspace. It works with just the hardware you already have, and it's incredibly simple to use. If you're already using Apple TVs in your office, Ditto is the easiest way to give your guests and employees seamless screen mirroring access to share content, no matter what device they're using. You can try Ditto for free for 30 days at goditto.com. That's goditto.com, and my thanks to Ditto for supporting 9to5Mac Daily. In other news, Apple and several other tech companies are set to testify in Congress next week on July 16th as they face increasing antitrust scrutiny. The House Judiciary Committee's leading antitrust panel has requested for Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google to testify as lawmakers look into how their practices may be affecting competition. Vice President for Corporate Law and Chief Compliance Officer Kyle Andeer will represent Apple at the hearing next week. These hearings could be precursors to formal antitrust investigations, according to the Washington Post. The hearings come as federal regulators have been looking further into anti-competitive behavior among the big tech companies. For its part, Apple is currently in the middle of three antitrust lawsuits, two in the United States and one in Europe, all of which have to do with the App Store. Last but not least, WarnerMedia this week officially unveiled new details about its upcoming streaming TV service. The company says the new direct-to-consumer service will be called HBO Max and include content from various different networks as well as new original TV. WarnerMedia says that HBO Max will include TV shows from HBO, CNN, TNT, and more. In total, the service expects to launch with over 10,000 hours of premium content sometime during the spring of 2020. Notably, this means the hit TV show Friends will depart Netflix after this year. This comes after it was revealed last month that The Office will also depart Netflix to join NBC's upcoming streaming service. HBO Max is slated to launch several months after Apple TV Plus, which is Apple's home to its original TV shows and movies. Meanwhile, Disney will also launch its Disney Plus streaming service in November for just $7 per month, while pricing for both Apple TV Plus and HBO Max remain unclear. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include our full review of the new high-rise wireless stand from 12 South, which combines a sleek vertical iPhone stand with a portable Qi charger. Additionally, Jeff Benjamin has published his full walkthrough of watchOS 6, highlighting over 80 new features coming to the Apple Watch this fall. Find links to both of those stories in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Ditto for sponsoring today's episode. Read all of those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, and be sure to check back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.